1985, they gave you a Drumarama doing Scenario. And start off the entire set with the New York Dolls from their self-titled debut with a Private World. If David Johansen were with us today, he'd be 76 years old today. Sadly, we lost David Johansen about 2.5 months ago. Succumbed to a brain cancer. Hey, speaking of brain cancer, I know it's a horrible segue. It is. I'm just going to tell you right now. You can get Zombo in your brain. He's cancerous. He's been a Pittsburgh institution for a while that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution, but we still give him a radio show, much like me. Well, mine's cooler, right? Just a little bit. I mean, his is pretty cool. I listen to it. I like his show. It's all right. I digress. His show's cooler, but it's called Zombo in Your Brain, and it's Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The only thing that's not cooler about his show is he doesn't have the gumption to do a four-hour radio show. He can only do three. And part of that, I believe, was in his retirement package when he applied for Medicare. He was like, oh, you're not allowed to do, or I think it was Social Security. It's one of those things. You get to a certain age, and you can't do so many hours of doing things, and radio was one of them, so he has cut his show to a three-hour show, but it's every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. He almost, like, he mimics the Mockster by taking a theme and just doing 3 hours of it. So maybe that's better. I don't know. I do 20 to 40 minutes at some point of a thing called the Mock, but I don't know. Anyway, listen to his show. It's a good show. It is a good show. I'm telling you that. I also got to tell you that there's an estimated 3,000 Americans who will die from a foodborne illness every year. That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Now, I'm not going to tell you that those 3,000 people all died because they did not use separate cutting boards. But if you want to reduce your risk, if you use these separate cutting boards for raw meats and vegetables, it will help you not be part of this statistic. So the idea is you should clean, separate, and cook and chill. Those are the four things. Clean, separate, cook, and chill. To learn more about these four things, they call them steps, to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, go to foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and, of course, me, the Mockster, your good friend here at the WRCT. Pittsburgh. About an hour into the program, so if it's an encore listener, which means it's not January 9th of 2026, we've got an hour left. For a live listener who is tuned in on Friday night, January 9th, we got 3 hours left. And I'm not sure what I'm going to put in those 3 hours, so your suggestions are very, very welcome at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is the email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you want to text me, my personal number is 41 we won't do that. 412. How about the station number? 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. I got loud. I'm going to keep it loud for a minute, but I got some softer stuff coming up at some point. I am in love with the Beths. Don't tell them or my wife.
Sometimes I think
This is what you want. Public Image Limited. From the album that's actually called This Is What You Want, This Is What You Get. With the Order of Death. The track I played for you. 1984 is when that was originally released. Had a young lady who easily was not born in 1984 request that last night when I was DJing at Arsenal Lanes during 80s, 90s night. And I love it. I love it when the kids and the old people, so my peers and other people, I don't know which one I am. Am I the kid or the old people? You decide. Request some really deep cuts when I'm DJing 80s, 90s night, which is every Thursday down at Arsenal Lanes in Lawrenceville. And she's like, could you play some Public Image Limited? And then another gentleman who was unrelated to the lane that was bowling with that request requested some Skinny Puppy. And they're like, it might not quite, but it's there, but can you make it happen? And I did. Because, again, you went deep. And it saved me from playing Whitney Houston. Before the PIL, how about some Cocteau Twins by request? Jennifer called in and said, Moxter, I just came out of surgery. I'm a little loopy. And there's nothing better to listen to when you're a little loopy than some Cocteau Twins. Persephone was the request. Quite pleased to play that for you, Jen. Matter Rose in that set of music as well with the title track from their Panic On album. Also played Pittsburgh's own Balloon Ride Fantasy with the song Species. Today is National Balloon Ascension Day. Not just National Balloon Day, not National Papa Balloon Day, not National Balloon Air Ride Day. No, it's National Balloon Ascension Day. So I played you some Balloon Ride Fantasy in celebration of that, because I'm sure there's like four, five, one of you out there who's like partying because of that. They're like, hey, you might have your St. Patrick's Day. I've got National Balloon Ride Ascension Day. I think Whippets might be involved, and I'm not sure. But anyway, before the Balloon Ride Fantasy, the Beths from New Zealand. Title track from the Future Me Hates Me. Which is funny because I think I said that at one point, but now I am the future me. And I don't hate the past me at all. In fact, I'm envious of the past me. I'm a little jealous of the past me. So I don't ever say the future me will hate me, because I think the future me is going to be jealous and envious of the current me. That's just me talking about me. If you want to talk about you, feel free to do that amongst your friends. But if you want to talk about music, you can... not to talk about music, because I don't have a lot of time to chit-chat. But if you want to talk about a song you want to hear, let's put it that way. You can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can call me up just like Jen did, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Hailing from all the way over in New Jersey, it's Speed the Plow here on Diva Lamach.
their strategies, they dug with a rusty spade. Watch the leaves in the empty pools, the widow drew her shade. Sold to
Requested My Dad Is Dead from the Shiner album that came out back in 1996 with a Nothing Special. Jennifer, and I'm gonna pretend her sister's listening because her sister's the one who, well, I'm assuming her sister. I don't know them, but I'm connecting last names, emailed me. So Jen can't email you, so I'm emailing this request, which is like when at the bowling alley someone comes up with a request, they're like, well, my friend wants to hear. That means you are trying to absolve yourself if it's a bad request. But Ruth knew it was going to be a good request. So My Dad Is Dead, Nothing Special, which is what this show is, Nothing Special. just the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, before that, how about some Yola Tango from their debut album from, I want to say it was like 86, might have been 85. I'm holding it right here in my hand. I could probably look at the copyright, right? Let me do that. Well, that's taking too long, so never mind. But Yola Tango with 5 years. Before that, the band Young Woo. Young Woo with The Empty Pool. Now, I'm going to tell you, that first Yola Tango album, Ride the Tiger, had the song I played from Young Woo, The Empty Pool, on it as a cover. And it's interesting because Young Woo was actually members of Yola Tango, along with John Baumgartner and Brenda Sauter. Brenda Sauter was also the bass player in the Feelies. I played the Feelies before the Young Woo with Slipping Into Something from my favorite Feelies album, The Good Earth. And then I started off the entire set with Speed the Plow, which was a project that John Baumgartner had with other people, and Brenda Sauter was part of that. Lock and Key is the name of the song you heard from the Wonder Wheel, I think is when I pulled. No, Mason's Box. I'm sorry, Mason's Box. I know, that entire set, for the most part, was all kind of interwovenly connected because that's what the Mockster's mind does. For you. I've got like less than 10 minutes, probably like, let's call it 8 minutes. Maybe even less than that. I have less than 10 minutes before we get halfway through the Viva La Mock radio program, which means an encore edition means that's ending, which means I have to wrap up the music I'm playing. That's what I'm just trying to say. And then play more music for two more hours for the second half of the program. That's how it all works. Now, Dave Schramm, just so you know my segue goes, Dave Schramm was on and a member of Yola Tango for that first album. Put out a solo album called Hammer and Nails back in 1999. Let's play the title track here for you.
Sunday the night came early again. The evening found him howling at the moon, sharing the darkness with his closest friend. Maybe they'll be asleep when the bottle ends. He can't find the words that will send these birds away. The words were once his hammer and his nails. Maybe they're the box that will carry him away. Maybe they're his heart's blood if should sheltered by the rest, stained by the wine or the songs he knew. Didn't know them all, but I knew a few. And he can't find the words that will send these birds away. The words were once his hammer and his nail. Maybe
did she sing? Her sad songs for me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring. Her soft sympathy, I've just begun to see my way clear. And it's plain, if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for her pain, just a tear, and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. And on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? But she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a tool if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, and I know that she'd understand. Does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. But I am to decide that she's wrong. Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams. And all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains that I've got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Or maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Towns Van Zandt wrapping up this segment of the Viva Lamont radio program with his song For the Sake of the Song. Before that, Dave Schramm, title track from the Hammer and Nails album. Hey, my name is Paul. This is the Viva Lamont radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I always appreciate when you listen.